are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Hey there, I'm Hannah.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Miranda.
Let the children come, each and every one. Jesus called them and he said, let the children come. Let the little children come.
Each and everyone.
To know and love God's only Son.
Jesus called us and
Jesus called them.
Let the children come. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. Going to read from the 18th chapter of the book of Matthew.
The disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child and had him stand among them.
And he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven.
Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven."
Jesus said that a little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, not kings, not famous or successful people, but little children. So why do you think Jesus chose them to be the greatest? Hannah?
They're humble and innocent.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They know they need help.
Okay, they sure do. They can't really do things on their own, can they? As you get older, you can. Who does the world value as being great?
Like rich people.
Okay.
And famous people.
Famous and powerful, uh-huh, Sam?
Big sports stars.
Yeah, people who, like movie stars and rock singers and all those people who, people follow them and want their autograph. And if you meet them, they say, "Wow, I just met so-and-so." That's really special. Now, they may have all kinds of success here on earth, but the kingdom of heaven... Jesus said that a little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, not kings or famous people or successful people, but children. Why do you think he chose children to be the greatest?
They're innocent and they don't really care about what people think.
Okay. And as we get older, what happens to us?
Mm-hmm. We can do stuff by ourselves.
That's a great point, Sam, because a child needs their father. And who is our heavenly father?
God.
That's right. Hannah.
They become less humble.
Okay, Carolyn.
There's more and more like bad things in the world, and when you're older, you understand them more.
So you lost your innocence a little bit.
Yeah.
And you kind of think, you know, I want to be the best at this. And when you work hard and you become the best, maybe you kind of get a little proud and you say, gee, look at me. I've accomplished a lot. It's like this ministry. You could say we've really accomplished a lot, but I don't really feel that we've accomplished it. Who's accomplished it for us? Let's all say it.
God.
That's right. God has accomplished it for us. Well, do you remember when the mother of two of the disciples asked Jesus to seat her sons next to him in the kingdom of heaven?
Yes.
Jesus said, "These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by the Father."
The other disciples were angry that the two wanted to be honored above them.
Then Jesus explained that the rulers of the Gentiles sit in thrones in fancy palaces and hand down orders to people.
Not so with you, Jesus said.
Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be a servant, and whoever wants to be first must be a slave.
Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
Do you think that all of the disciples wanted to sit next to Jesus?
Yeah.
Well, some of them thought that Jesus loved them more, and that would mean a prime seat right next to Jesus. But Jesus said that it was not up to him to decide. Only who could decide that?
God the Father.
God loves everyone the same.
Different skin, a different size.
But God loves us all the same. Friends.
like you.
God loves us all the same.
I think that one of the most beautiful stories in the Bible is the story of Jesus washing his disciples' feet.
It was just before the Passover feast.
Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father.
Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love.
The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus.
Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God.
So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist.
After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him.
He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?"
Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing. But later you will understand."
"No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet."
Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me."
"Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my head as well."
Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean."
"And you are clean, though not every one of you."
For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean.
When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place.
"Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them.
"You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am."
"Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet.
I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you."
"I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him."
Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them.
Jesus has set an example for us. We need to think more about serving others than ourselves.
Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you so much for your Son, Jesus.
He is the King of Kings, yet he washed the feet of the disciples.
He loves us so much that he died for us.
Help us to serve others the way he served.
We want to come to you like a humble child.
In his holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
And remember,
if anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last.
And the servant of all. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
To everyone who's contacted us.
It's great to learn about our friends who are listening.
Here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Our web address is www.karenandkids.com.
You can write to us at Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.